Thank you so much for that. It was really beautiful and a perfect piece to start today. I'm Lynn Alsup. I'm so glad to be here with you guys today. Every time I get to be with Emily or be here with your community, I am so grateful. I feel a real kindredness with Emily and with all of the work that you do here. So I'm really grateful to be here. I wanted to open this morning with some words from A Hidden Wholeness, written by Parker Palmer. I bet some of you know Parker Palmer. He's talking about circles of trust when he writes this. He's talking about the soul and what it takes for the soul to show up. He says, "Despite its toughness, the soul is also shy. Just like a wild animal, it seeks safety in the dense underbrush, especially when other people are around. If we want to see a wild animal, we know the last thing we should do is go crashing through the woods, yelling for it to come out. But if we will walk quietly into the woods, sit patiently at the base of a tree, breathe with the earth, and fade into our surroundings, the wild creature we seek might put in an appearance. We may see it only briefly and only out of the corner of an eye, but the sight is a gift we will always treasure as an end in itself." I think you did a beautiful job of welcoming the soul in this morning with the music, and that is my hope, that we will experience that throughout the service today. So I'm going to pretend like you all came to my living room, and I'm just going to chat for a little while. You're all welcome to come to my living room. I'm also going to move this down here. So I think it's appropriate for us to start with a little bit of silence as we begin this morning, talking about the power of silence. I'm going to invite the bell to ring for us, and we can sit until the vibration ceases. You might be surprised at how long the vibration extends if you're not used to paying attention to that. So we'll listen for that, and then when that vibration stops, I'll start talking again.